With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A Grand Court judge has adjourned a case involving two men accused of dishonestly obtaining more than $207,000. Here's Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks.
Cordius Anthony Purcell and Jermaine Glenby Thomas face four charges, including theft and obtaining a pecuniary advantage by deception. The Crown alleges between March 2022 and December 2023, money paid for transportation services was improperly obtained through the use of buses owned by Majestic Tours. Neither defendant has yet entered pleas. Both remain on bail and are set to return to court on the 18th of September when pleas are expected. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A woman has filed a civil claim against Nelson's attorneys at law, alleging the firm failed to pay more than $14,000 in commission earned during her employment. Sarah Dick claims that after her employment ended in February, the firm calculated that she was entitled to the commission payment, but later withheld the funds. The lawsuit alleges the unpaid commission qualifies as wages under the Labor Act and seeks repayment, interest, and legal costs. And a motorcyclist was injured and arrested following a collision on Hurley Marin Boulevard near the Red Bay Roundabout Thursday morning. Police say the crash involved a motorcycle, a car, and a third vehicle. The rider was taken to the hospital with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries and remains in stable condition. Both the motorcycle rider and the driver of the motor car were breath tested and both returned negative results. The motorcyclist was later arrested on suspicion of driving whilst disqualified and remains in police custody. In other news, the kids are back in school, and that means you may have a bit of free time on your hands. The National Gallery has something those free hands may be interested in.
For adults, we have a ceramics course with Yonir Powery, who is an incredible ceramicist. People will likely know his name. So even if you're not fully confident with ceramics, he's going to break it down for people that are beginners or maybe not as confident with their ceramic skill.
National Gallery's Maya Mutu tells Radio K-Man in this three-part class, you'll learn to craft a green sea turtle from clay.
So the first day is going to be building that hand building. The second day will be glazing it. And then the third day will be return of the artwork, but also a sort of feedback and critique session with Yonir, which I think is such a valuable thing to actually get feedback and critique on your work and your process from somebody who's an expert in their craft. That's going to be really cool.
The courses will run September 5th, 19th, and 26th. To register, head to nationalgallery.org.ky. In regional news, Tropical Storm Dolly is continuing to move, quote, rapidly westward. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says on the forecast track, this system or its remnants should be nearing the Leeward Islands on the weekend. Max winds remain near 40 miles per hour, with little change in strength likely. Dolly's forecast to degenerate into a tropical wave before it reaches the Leeward Islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Chris Aldridge. State media in China say rescue operations in southern Tibet have resumed following Wednesday's catastrophic floods and mudslides. They've been temporarily suspended after hours of heavy rain sparked fears of more flooding. More than 800 people are still missing. Sudan's government has lifted a two-year curfew and state of emergency in Khartoum as they try to restore normal life in the war-damaged capital. Residents can now move and work around the clock, although security patrols and checkpoints will remain. Serbia's justice minister says the former Bosnian Serb army leader and convicted war criminal Ratko Mladic will receive all the military and state honours to which he's entitled. Mladic, dubbed the Butcher of Bosnia for his role in the Bosnian War, died on Thursday in The Hague, where he was serving a life sentence for genocide and crimes against humanity. A court in the Netherlands has given a life sentence to a Rwandan-born man it found guilty of taking part in the 1994 genocide, when an estimated 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed. The Israeli far-right finance minister Bezalel Smotrich has released an AI campaign video in which he promotes his new plan to, in his words, Judaize areas where there are a majority of Arab Israelis. Mr. Smotrich's critics say his plan amounts to a call for ethnic cleansing. A judge in the United States has ruled that the Department of Defense acted illegally when it blacklisted the artificial intelligence firm Anthropic. The Pentagon designated it a national security risk after Anthropic refused to allow the military to use its AI on the battlefield. The world's youngest reigning monarch has died at the age of 34. Oyo Nyimba Kabamba Iguru Rukidi IV was king of the Toro region in western Uganda. He'd been king since he was three. BBC News.